Blog Talk Radio. strong in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of the heart, that you may be able to stand the trial. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers.
And now, Voices of the True Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Live Yahuwah's Radio special edition called Thursday Evening. Worldwide International Radio Broadcast is now on the air. Special edition called Thursday Evening. I be your host, by name, your seer, Israel, of Seed Royal. All right, special edition called Thursday Evening. This is take number 12, Unlocking the Biblical Mystery, the Deep Dark Secrets of the Bible, part 12. And we're going to bring our elder in to tell you all about the broadcast. And stay tuned for some more understanding of Yahuwah's word, Y-H-W-H word. So we'll bring our elder in to tell you all about the broadcast. And we'll piggyback off on his lead. So when you meet the elder with a loud voice, you say, Elder Mr. Kills, Yahuwah beat you at C. Right.
And Yahuwah bless you, see as well, C. Royal. Hallelujah. Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah, Elder Wood. The foxtail has been lit and the curtain has went up. This special edition called Thursday Evening. So what the Almighty put on you to tell them, take your time. And we see, can we piggyback on what you present for tape 12? You on the clock, come on.
Once again, Yahuwah bless you, see you, Israel. And thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. And you know by now, you always hear me say, it's a great pleasure to be among a cast of hundreds of thousands of listeners that came to hear the righteous words of Yahuwah. And that's because we do Yahuwah's work in the correct way. And me, myself, I'm out there reaching every day trying to touch people with the word and correct things that I hear that is not right. I'm actually looking for my James 5:20. Because you have to remember, it already tells us in the book of Matthew, chapter 7, verses 13 and 14. Let's see what that has to say. 13 says, enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go thereat. 14, because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way. Well, I have to tell you no more. If you're looking at the verse, you can see. That gate is pretty narrow, where only one person can go through at a time. That's right. But when there's too much leeway, you have a chance to either go for Satan or confusion. And actually, they're both in the same way. This is why we're here to help guide you through these dark times of bad teaching, loud bumps of gums in Christianity. And it's good to take notes, because when we give these verses, there's always something to fall back on so you can continue to have a righteous learning to bump those that need to be bumped in the correct direction. We welcome and thank all of you for attending another live broadcast of Yahuwah's Ministry. We come to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible, and first and foremost about Yahuwah's word, always continually asked by others, how can you people get this much out of this one book? And that's a good question, because it comes from connecting the books, the words of Yahuwah, your health, foods you should eat, keeping the Sabbath days, and much more. You even hear us mentioning about precepts, which is something that you learn on this program. And actually, I don't think you're even taught in church. Well, if you have not, I can tell you, you definitely have found out what you have sought. and the voices of the True Israelites, tribe of Yadah. We're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, having no class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. And that time that we're open during those days is from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And our Sabbath class, the top part, is Friday, starting at 7:30 to 10:30. And the bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. There's a temple class that starts at 12 p.m., and the online class that starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address to use this on any search engine and at tribeyada.com. And after you click enter, just under the big line, you will see choices. One of the choices will be tithes and offering. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you may see menu, but after clicking that, you'll still see choices. And doing so, remember what it tells us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse number 8. 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Now, I always remind everyone to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. Because someone asked me once before, a man of wisdom. He says, Elder Mr. Tibbs, do you know what tithes, offerings, and alms means? After I answered, I said, yes. He said, let me give you a verse to go with. And I continue to carry that verse with me because it has a profound meaning. He gave me the book of Sirach, chapter 12, verse 3. 3 says, there can be no good to come to him or her that is always occupied in evil, nor to him that giveth no alms. Well, that's always something to remember, because Yahuwah loves the cheerful giver, and also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give according to the Bible scriptures that are mentioned in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and mentioned again to us in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah live. Also for building a school, which is very well needed, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also, while there, don't forget to check our calendar. The calendar will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the Bible feast days that come to us throughout the year. We also have a live program. This is a feature that's only available during our live broadcast time. Just enter 3 words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahdah. And click the red live button as soon as it appears, and it'll put you right into our live online broadcast. We even have 2 email addresses that the listening members can use. The first is tribeyahdah@gmail.com. The other is yahdahisrael@gmail.com. These are to write your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject answered or related topics. We even have a few numbers you can call with Yahuwah in mind. The first being our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number, where you can call and leave a message on those scriptures that you may have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the 6 anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. But in saying that, please do not call this number trying to teach. You will only receive a discouraging dial tone. Also, by calling that same number, you can inquire what our members know as the 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. Just make sure we get the correct name and the correct address so you will receive it promptly. We have had addresses that was given us where that item was sent back to us maybe 3 or 4 times. So please make sure the address is correct, and you will receive your order promptly. On another note, we might ask, please do not contact us here via email, phone, or text before broadcast or afterwards. As you might imagine, the seer is usually pretty busy with the WCC. that New York Station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, and answer many memos that most of us have witnessed and seen. Now, even in addition to that, the Latter-day Saints. So please use that international line of 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back, unless you call trying to teach. As I said, you will only hear a discouraging downtone. And if you happen to miss the beginning of today's program, catch the entire show today at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. The program time will be repeated after 10:30. Just enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after clicking enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahdah. At that point, you can choose the program that you are late logging into or any previous date that you would like to listen. Now, another interesting note. During our normal BroadTalk broadcast, we're simultaneously transmitting our information on PalTalk, being listed under ethnic group, African American. Just look once again for the Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahdah. And you'll find this is where Yahuwah's word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer those on-the-table topics we discussed during our broadcast will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with the Seer Israel right in our shotgun. And at that time, we won't be taking any comments off topics or any more than two text questions answered at a time. And you'll find our BroadTalk ends before teaching time. We will continue our teaching on PalTalk. But another note I'd like to say, that when we are given scriptures to read by the seer, always be quick to hear and slow to speak, so the words of Yahuwah flow smoothly, remembering that we have hundreds of thousands of listeners, and they came to hear the righteous words of Yahuwah, and this is what we want to give them, so we can start to listen to these words and teachings of Yahuwah. We will pass our program over to our seer Israel and say, Hallelujah.
Yahuwah. All right, there. Hello, hallelujah, Yahuwah. Excellent. All right. Hello, hallelujah, Yahuwah. All right, this is called a special edition call Thursday evening. And I was just amazing about these memos that we received tonight as we turn this internet on to hear this thing. A lot of messages. No doubt about it. All right, we're going to see if we're going to be on stage for the next episode. And he got many, what can I say? It's hard to even say what Yahuwah has prepared for us if we understand, if we follow the manuscript. It can divorce you a lot of punishment, a lot of extra thinking you're going to have to do. All you have to do is make sure one thing, the decision you're making, the Bible supports it. That's the key right there. The decision that you're making, the foundation was laid and then was telling you just follow the decisions that's written in this Bible and the decisions you're making, just make sure it lines up with the Bible. Then nothing can be taken from you once you understand who you are, and that's what will happen. When Adam and Eve was exposed in the garden, see, Yahuwah knew he had to remove them because he knew that he couldn't just place them back then and there because they was exposed to something, and it was a penalty for it. So the same thing now. Once you expose to something, and that will happen to them two young brothers. They were exposed to something, but were really kind of got them going when they ran into that name, them four letters. See, them four letters is the game changer. And once you start dealing with them four letters, you come out of fight because they know one thing. Now it's life and death on their part because once you start understanding the protocol of the four letters. Well, we'll take out a little bit of that, a little bit of everything. I'm still going to be on stage for a nice special edition call Thursday evening, take 12. Oh, we see the young lion ready to go. Buck Micaiah, tribal Yah God Judah, he ready to go. We see me bring him in, coming on stage for the take 12. So, Buck Micaiah, up and come and teach out of Camp 1. Yahweh bless you there, see Ray.
Yahweh bless you there, dear Israel, of Seed Roy. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh there, young lion. That sounds like you're ready to go, and that's a great thing, because whatever did yesterday, we got that out of the way. This is a new day to do some more. The more we keep laying, the more Yahweh is going to say, well done, my good and faithful servant. 25, 21, down to verse 23, of that Matthew, well done, my good and faithful servant. That's what you want out of this. You want well done, my good and faithful servant. That's what you want. If you in it for any other thing than that, you're going to lose. If you in hanging around a 690 cancer and you there for a community gathering, you're wasting your time. It's all about getting prepared for the big battle that was programmed from the beginning for these days. Programmed for these days, see, right? And so, you know how what's that game called? You spin that thing, then it falls on you. So happen, you spin this thing, it don't fall on us. We get the generation right now to unlock the closing coming of Yahweh the Son. That's a lot of big talk right there. We got to unlock it through the pages of the book. But you got to know the rules and regulations of the pages of the book. Then as soon as you hear something, day one, as soon as they open their mouth, you can tell right then and there, it's just like that. But you got to have, the word. I seen one of the brothers that was from the class, old brother Johnson Israel today, and I told him, you know, you can do all you want to do, but let me tell you something, you got to springboard your life on the Sabbath day. Because you don't know what you're missing by not springing forth your life from the Sabbath day. Think you all right? You'd be surprised when you spring forth your life from the Sabbath day. You'd be surprised the feeling you have and what Yahweh do according to what's written. We'll take it all in this lesson. All righty. So talk to him today. He all right for being in class. And one of the camps this Saturday. So, I'm telling you something. That pleasure is on yourself. It do so much to the body, the mind, for you spring and blow up your life on the Saturday. Mother E, tribal Yah God Judah, one of the mothers out of Camp 1, coming on stage with take 12. Mother E, Yahweh bless you, Israel.
Yahweh bless you, Israel, Israel. Hallelujah,
Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh, there, Mother E. All right, Mother E. When we know Mother Z is sitting at the table at her desk waiting to hear something, but she can put something together and come on a little bit later and give her commentary on what Almighty put on her. But until that time happens, we're going straight, and we reading these memos very loud. These memos that comes in all across the stream and everything. You know, it's like they're waiting on the six anointed caps because they know something. What you said, WCC, yeah, we going to catch you in something sooner or later. Yeah, okay. Yeah, you are going to catch us in something sooner or later. Okay, good. Brother Micaiah, let's see what we can get going on. Luke. Chapter 12, verse 12. Let's see what we can get going on for take 12 of the special edition called Thursday Evening. Come on.
Okay, the book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, for the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you are to say.
If that's the case, and I believe that, young lion, that the righteous spirit will teach you. But the righteous spirit would teach us How do we get caught up? Now, this is what the right spirit teach. This is what it teaches right here, Numbers 15:16. Look what the righteous spirit in Numbers chapter 15:15-16. Let's see what the righteous spirit teach. In that very same hour, the righteous spirit teach you what you ought to say. Right? Let's see what it says in Numbers 15:15-16.
The book of Numbers. Chapter 15:15-16. Verse 15 reads, one ordinance shall be both for you of the congregation and also for the stranger that shall journey with you, an ordinance forever in your generation. As you are, so shall the stranger be before Yahuwah. Verse 16. One law and one manner shall be for you and for the stranger that shall journey with you.
Right out the gate to tell the children of Israel, one, the world must be on what you are. Right out the gate. Telling you right now. Now, the righteous spirit is talking to Moses. Telling Moses to tell the children of Israel. And Moses telling the children of Israel, as you are, so should the strangers be. Meaning, you cannot be in the presence of your strangers by being followers. You have to be leading. If the stranger is in your presence, or you in a presence, you must lead. Automatically, oh, no DNA is not of Yahuwah, because the righteous spirit says, as you are children of Israel, the people of the book, the Israelites, you're supposed to lead. Now, if you're not leading in your setting, that means you're not in the will of Yahuwah. You're going to crapshoot. It can go either way. And majority of the time, he's not going to go in your favor. Now, who's he talking to? Let's run to the book of Judges, 2:1, 2, and 3. See, these things must understand. To get to what we want to get to, we must be prepared to help others and put our feelings out the way, and to help others, soon we see it, we know what proper medicine to give them, and always the proper medicine is his word. So in Judges 2:1, 2, and 3, which is a precept to Numbers 15:15-16, as you are, so should a stranger be. That means if you're not leading the setting, what are you planning on getting out of it? It's not of Yahuwah. It's of the world. So you gonna study roll. You gonna study roll your craps out, knowing that you come up another way that is contrary to the Bible. It's not gonna go in your favor. Judges 2:1, 2, and 3. What it say?
The book of Judges, chapter 2:1, 2, and 3. Verse 1 reads, And ministering spirit of Yahuwah came up from Gilgal to Bochim and said, I made you to go up out of Egypt and have brought you unto the land which I swear unto your father. And I said, I will never break my covenant with you. Verse 2. And you shall make no league with the inhabitants of this land. You shall throw down their altars. But you have not obeyed my voice. Why have you done this? Verse 3. Wherefore I also said, I will not drive them out from before you, but they shall be as thorns in your side, and their Yahuwah shall be a snare unto you.
So the ministering spirit says, I'm the one made you go up. I'm the one that did this for you. That's what he's saying. He said, I told you in advance, don't make no league with the inhabitants of the land. Not that you're supposed to thumb your nose up with anybody. That means you make no agreements with them. If you have to work for them for captivity, fine. But that don't mean once you do what you're working, Now you over there cat talking and eating beef meat. Beef meat and steak and rice and, you know, cat talking. That's the part he's trying to tell you. You know, and as long as you don't understand that part, that means you're out of the will of Yahuwah. Because he made it plain, see, right? The foundation was a Mother Eve. What it says we can read in 11 verse 3 of Psalms, Mother Eve. The final statement is made in 11 verse 3. Can you hear me out, Mother Eve? In 11 verse 3 of Psalms, what it say?
Let me get there. Psalms 11.
Mm-hmm.
Book of Psalms, chapter 11. Book of Psalms, chapter 11, verse 3. If the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do?
Yeah. If the foundation be destroyed, well, what is the foundation? What is the foundation that we need to know? Let's go to the book of Adam and Eve, 57, verse 1. Yeah. Brother Mackay. That's fine. What is the foundation that we need? Let's read 1 through 15. You say, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? What is the foundation? What is the foundation? What was told to our first father, Adam, about the foundation? So if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Righteous is a keeper of the law. What can you do if you ain't got no foundation?
Right.
Go on to the 57th chapter, pick up verse 1, down to verse 15. Let's listen to the foundation. We go on to Adam and Eve, first book of Adam and Eve, chapter 57, and we look at 1 through 15. Take your time there, young lion. Got plenty of time. Come on.
Okay, we're going over to the book of Adam and Eve. We want chapter 57. We want verses 1 down to verse 15. The book of Adam and Eve. Verse 1 reads, but Adam came out and saw his hideous figure. He was afraid of him and said unto him, who are you? Verse 2, then Satan answered and said unto him, it is I who hid myself within the serpent and who talked to Eve and beguiled her until she hearkened to my command. I am he who sent her through the wells of my speech to deceive you until you and she ate of the fruit of the tree, and you came away from under the command of Yahuwah. Verse 3, but when Adam heard these words from him, he said unto him, can you make me a garden as Yahuwah made for me? Or can you clothe me in the same bright nature in which Yahuwah had clothed me? Verse 4. Where is the divine nature you did promise to give me? Where is that fair speech of yours you did hold with us at first when we were in the garden? Verse 5. Then Satan said unto Adam, thank you, that when I have spoken to one about anything, I shall ever bring it to him or fulfill my word. Not so. So I myself have never even thought of obtaining what I ask. Verse 6. Therefore did I fall. And did I make you fall by that for which I myself fell? And with you also, whosoever accepts my counsel falls thereby. Verse 7. But now, O Adam, by reason of your fall, you are under my rule. And I am king over you.
But now,
because you have...
Stop it there for a young lion. Now, back up again to read verse 6 again. Now, listen to this. Take your time there, young man. But the foundation got to be laid because, you know, the sin have to walk around little handkerchief. Mm-hmm. Because you don't have your foundation. As long as you don't have your foundation, you will always make the wrong decision every time, although you find your $10. Look at verse 5 and 6 again. Verse 5 and 6. Take your time and read verse 5 and 6. What it say?
All right. The book of Adam and Eve, first book of Adam and Eve, chapter 57, verse 5 and verse 6 read. Verse 5 reads. Then Satan said unto Adam, thank you that when I have spoken to one about anything, I shall ever bring it to him or fulfill my word? Not so. For I myself have never even thought of obtaining what I asked.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 6. Therefore did I fall, and did I make you fall by that for which I myself fell? And with you also, whosoever accepts my counsel falls thereby.
You see that? Pull that plumber down. So look what Satan said. He said a whosoever. He said, whoever accept my counsel. I don't care if you can find your $10. Now you just got a case in point. Young man used to boast about his status in the world of being 11. I'm the richest black man that ever lived. Well, we found out that's a lie from Satan the devil, because Solomon was. But that's the spirit he was in until he got his rude awakening. He said, I'm the richest black man in the world. And you see how he was treated there, richest black man that ever lived? You're the richest black man that ever lived, but look how you was treated, richest black man that ever lived.
Mm-hmm.
Mother Eve, let's run to the 16th chapter, Mother Eve, for a minute. See, we want to just lay this in, because we want the best of them bump the gums on every field. We want the best of them through pages of the book. And see, and we know sooner or later, all going to come to voices of a true Israelite. The voices of a true Israelite, 600, can't be ready. You have to in the word of Yahuwah. You can't be in your feelings. You got to be prepared in the word of Yahuwah to give them the medicine that the Bible requires you to give. It's nothing to tell about where you gone or where you been. It's when they come to you, listen to their speech, and whatever comes out their mouth, you're supposed to know how to go into the Bible and show them the medicine they need on what subject matter they bring to the table.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Kate, I hear a lot of background noise. I don't know what's going on at WCC. You got the background noise, you know. I don't know. But now, Mother, at Luke chapter 12, and we're going to see what it says in 19 down to verse 21.
Luke chapter 12.
Yeah, Luke 12, 19 down to verse 21. Can you have those see out there while we lay a little foundation there, Mother? Help those see out in Luke 12, 19 down to verse 21. What does it say that we can read?
Okay.
What about you?
Let me get back there. Luke chapter 12.
Uh-oh. Luke chapter
12. Luke chapter 12, verse 19 to 21. Luke chapter 12, verse 19. And I will say to my soul, soul, thus has much good laid up for many years. Take thine eat, eat, drink, and be merry. Verse 20. But Yahweh said unto him, thus food, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thy have provided? Verse 21. So is he that lays up treasures for himself and is not rich towards Yahweh.
Mm-hmm. So treasure, you got to make sure you rich in is the treasure of Yahweh. So you right. got you got people that they do 2-3 jobs, everything. Everything trying to get ahead. But Yahweh is telling you, like I met one of the members out of one, and I told him, I said, let me tell you something, Brother Johnson Israel. You springboard up your life on the Sabbath day, because whatever you got going on, you're going to be, you held back of your, because that Sabbath day is your DNA. The Sabbath day is your DNA. You was created for this time, and the Sabbath day is your DNA. Oh, if yeah. you don't have the Sabbath day, whatever it is, whatever going on, it can wait until that's out the way. Because it's very important to understand, he made a covenant with everybody. He made a covenant with Satan, too. He made a covenant with you. And Satan's going to tell you about his covenant shortly. Satan got a covenant, and Satan had an opportunity to pick a people. And the people that he picked, a mother, this was Satan in Ephesians chapter 2. Mother Eve.
Ephesians chapter
2. Picks a people. Yes, ma'am, 2:1-2. 2:1-2. So Satan have a choice. And y'all want to give him a choice. Okay, well, what choice do I got? He said, I'll give you a choice.
I'll give you a choice.
2:1-2.
This okay.
is people Satan have to work with. Ephesians 1:2. What does it say?
Ephesians chapter 1:1-2. Or chapter 2:1-2.
Ephesians 2. If you got any little grandbabies, take off that shoe and point that shoe at them grandbabies, tell them back up a little bit. They're distracting you. You don't want them grandbabies to distract you while you delivering a knockout blow with over 700,000 plus on the international side. So tell them grandbabies back up a little bit for you concentrate and deliver this knockout on take 12. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1 and 2, what it say?
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1 and verse 2. Verse 1, you had me quickened, who were dead in trespass, sin. Verse 2, wherein in time past you walked according to the counsel of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air. The spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience.
So, who Satan works in? He works
the children of
so that's what he works through. He works, so when you disobedient, and what people do he love to get at first? Give me Revelation 14, verse 12, Mother.
Okay.
Revelation 14, verse. Go on to Revelation 14, verse 12, and see exactly. He works through children of disobedience. Disobedience of what? 14, verse 12. Let's see what he worked in the children of disobedience. 14, verse 12 of what? Come on.
Revelation chapter 14. Verse 12, read. Don't wait for it. Revelation chapter 14, verse 12 reads, here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandment of Yahweh and the faith of Yahweh the Son.
So that's the one he be looking for. He's looking for the one that keep the law of Yahweh. So that's the one he looked for, the one to keep the law. So he ain't coming to meet you over in Joe Miles Lounge. He's coming to one that's here to keep the law. That's the one he'll put a stumbling block in. He said he works in them of the day of them of the disobedience. So who is the day and the them that he first zero in on? Those that keep the law. But who is the number one target that he zero in? Let's run to the book of Maccabees and put a name on the day and the dim mother. Mother? Who is the dim that say they dead in sin? He said these people is dead in sin. Who's the dim and they that we can read in 3 verse 4 of the book of Baruch? We're going to read who is the day and the dim that he works in the children of the law. Give me 3 verse 4 of Rome. Baruch. Baruch 3 verse 4. What does it say?
Well, I have to get that. It must be first before I read. Now I got to go back to Baruch. Okay. Baruch chapter 3.
Baruch chapter 3, verse 4, 1, 2.
Baruch chapter 3, verse 4. O Yahweh Almighty, thus Yahweh of Israel, hear now the prayers of the dead Israelites and of their children, which have been.
Good. Right there, mother. Hear the prayer of the dead Israelites. When you're not keeping the law of Yahweh, you can be an Israelite, but you'd be a dead Israelite. You spiritually is dead. I don't care how you jump and kick and you can find your $10. If you're not keeping the law of Yahweh, spiritually you are dead Israelite. Dead. Hear the prayer of the dead Israelite. And always is Israelite going to wake up, he got to keep the law. That's how you waking up. So we're reading the foundation back with Brother Mackay. We read 5 and 6 of Avenue 57. You're a walking dead man and woman if you're not keeping the law of Yahweh, you're dead. I don't care how you jump, how you can find your $10. It took a billionaire that said he got to the mountaintop. But when he got way up there, I'm the richest black man ever lived. Way up there, guess where he ran to up there where he was at? In the world, he ran to Satan the devil. God dog, you mean I worked and done all this right here, and how he got in with Satan the devil. Yeah. And then this basketball player, he just want to play around his computer, and what is his name here? YHWA. What that supposed to mean? Boy, don't you know, when you press something said YHWH, everything gets going on. See, don't worry about your Lord God and Jesus and your Christian churches and your Babylonian churches. No. When you bring that to the table, YHWH, then that activates Satan. Satan get the, and he know we unchose.
Hold that point. Let me pull a rabbit out of here. Hold that point there, young man. So Satan, when Satan knows that they, what it says in 12, verse 12, Revelation there, young man, Revelation 12, 12. See, you got to go to the spirit of Yahweh. Let me tell you something. When you say Yahweh, Y-H-W-H, tell you something. Don't you know right there and there that activate? That's like taking a light that got a cord to it. That light is off. But once you put in that juice, that light light up. Do you know by using that name, the four letters? They don't worry about the rest of the names. See, the rest of the name going to get you thrown in the bottom of a lake of fire and wiggle. I'm just telling y'all off front. I don't care how your loved ones, how they talk. Every other name besides YHWH is going to get you thrown in the bottom of a lake of fire. And we'll sure tell you. Now, we're going to Matthews. You know what I'm saying? We're going to take a look at something. We're laying a little foundation. But what happened in Matthew chapter 4, verse number 5? Let's read a little bit down to verse number 3, and let's find out where is all this going on at. Now watch it. Let's see if all this action going on in Joe Miles Lounge. See what is going on there. Matthew 4, let's read verse 5 through 9. We're just going to read 5 through 9. Matthew chapter 4, 5 through 9. What did it say there in your line? Come on.
The book of Matthew chapter 4, verses 5 down to verse 9. The book of Matthew chapter 4, verse 5 reads, then the devil, taking him up into the righteous city, and seated him on a pinnacle of the temple. Verse 6.
Hold that point. Right there. That I just can't let verse 4 get away. You mean he was taken well by who? What do the devil do when he get ready to work with you? What would he do for you in verse number 5? The devil will do what?
Take him up into the righteous city and sit with him on the pinnacle of the temple.
Hold on, let don't see it get in there. You know, you don't stumble upon something. I can't let that get away. So you see, when you see those that be exalted, they got like the two old brothers on the basketball network with the shaved heads, which is, you know, they got all these things to say, and they got the Jewish Esau in the middle of them, and they always got to say, they've been exalted. Satan done tuck them up. Because nobody got no, when you ain't got no, Satan have tucked you up somewhere. Your strength is the Bible. Have you noticed? Everybody that got the mouth going, nobody got the Bible. Nobody got the Bible. That means Satan have exalted you. If you ain't got the Bible and come out the Bible, that means that's the recipe for Satan the devil. If you sitting in a conversation, it ain't no Bible in it, no Bible, then what is that? That is Satan the devil on the, because the Bible tell you this is the way. Let's read that. Put a marker there. Let's go to 30 verse 19 through 21. Put a marker there, young lion. Let's go to the 30 chapter verse 19 to 21 of Isaiah. See, the Bible is the greatest piece of literature of Yahweh. It covers all generations, all the recipe, all the medicine of man, and man, woman, and change whatever. The medicine is the Bible. So we born to the 30th chapter written in 19 to 21 of the book of Isaiah. Listen to this, 19 out of verse 21.
Okay. The book of Isaiah, chapter 30, verse 19 down to 21. The book of Isaiah, chapter 7, verse 19, read. For the people shall dwell in Yadda Judah.
You shall weep no more. He will be very gracious unto you at the voice of your cry. When he shall hear it,
he will answer you. Verse 20.
And though Yahweh give you the bread of adversity
and the water of affliction, yet shall not your teachers be removed into a corner anymore.
But your eyes shall see your teachers. Verse 21. And your ears shall hear a word behind you, saying, this is the way. Walk you in it. When you turn to the right hand, and when you turn to the left.
See, your teacher's going to tell you, if you hear a voice, and you hear the voice now, voices of the true Israelites, tell you, this is the way. Walk this way. Walk into the way of the Bible. This is the way. What way? The Bible. You hear him, teachers, coming on 6 nights a week, voices of the true Israelites, saying, the Bible is the way. Why don't you make a decision according to the Bible? Why don't you understand that the Bible has already laid it out since the foundation of the world? This is the way. What way? The Bible. The Bible is the way that has been laid since the foundation of the world. See? It's already here. All this good medicine, all this good, everything we need to get Yahweh to intervene is written in the Bible. All you got to do is sit in the right ministry. All the problems you got, the ailments in your bodies, everything that causes you a problem, your marriage, relationships, your kids, everything is told in the Bible. This is what you got to do to take care of that. In advance. That's why Mother read 11 verse 3. If the foundation be destroyed, what can you do? You got to be lifted up by Yahweh's word. Satan lifts you up. Don't you see what the brother's going through right now? The brother said, now I got a great platform. You got a platform of Satan the devil. The brother said, I got so high up now, and now I got to tell something. How high you get? Well, you boast about that you once was, but at the time, I'm the richest black man that ever lived. But you was exalted through Satan the devil. Now you come back behind it and say, I sold my soul to the devil. Huh? Yeah. You sold your soul to the devil. Now you got your eyes all in the corner of your eyes because you did it. But now Yahweh left it open for you to repent. You're trying to repent. Now we're going to give you all the ammunition to lead, to help others in time to come. But we can avoid a lot of punishment if we say, that sounds good, but what do the Bible say? And if you say, what do the Bible say, it's like you just pull a pistol on a three-year-old. If you say, well, what do the Bible say? You watch somebody and you say, well, what do the Bible say about that? Boy, it's like you'll pull a pistol on somebody. on a little child or something. You get all excited because the Bible is coming out. See? All right. We're going back to, remember, Satan exalt, taking him up high. So you don't want to have the resume of Satan taking you up high. That's what he's saying right in verse 5. You don't want this resume on your resume being the devil taking him up. See, you don't want that on your resume because you're coming down at the time appointed. Okay. Now, we're coming back to Matthew chapter 4 there, young lion. Now let's read verse 6. Let's see what we can get out of verse 6.
Hebrews 4, 6. Come on.
We're going back to the book of Matthew chapter 4. Verse number 6 reads, and the Spirit unto him, if you
be the Son of God. Hold on, hold on, young man. Work with Matthew chapter 4, verse 6. Work with those here a little bit. Work with those here a little bit. He's trying to lay a little foundation. You read verse 5. We're taking them up and got them up there. Now we're in Matthew chapter 4, verse 6. Work with those here a little bit there, young man. Come on.
The book of Matthew chapter 4, verse 6. Verse 6 reads, and says unto him, if you be the Son of Yahuwah, the Father, cast yourself down, for it is written, he shall give his ministering spirits charge concerning you, and in their hands they shall bear you up, lest at any time you dash your foot against a stone.
Good. Hold on. One person at a time. Okay, good. But see, he didn't have to respond to that. Let's see how he responds to him in verse 7. Now watch him respond to him in verse 7.
Okay, the book of Matthew chapter 4, verse number 7. Verse 7 reads, Yahweh the Son said unto him, it is not written, it is written. It is written again, you shall not tempt the Yahweh, your Yahweh.
Hold on there, young man. So now, look here. So, see how he respond to him? Why did he do that? See, his Bible right here. And you know my prayers is that those that's up and coming in these six anointed camps, to be able to see all the nuggets in every verse. I mean, it's so much nuggets in these verses. You see what he did? What he just did then, Satan said one thing to him, but he gave him a response saying, you should not tempt. You should not, what he say, in verse number, Yahweh the Son said to him, again, thou should not tempt Yahweh, thy Yahweh. See, that big talk with them. Now, what is he doing? See, what is he doing? Mother. Hey, Mother E. Give me Mark chapter 8, verse 36 down to verse 38. Give me Mark chapter 8. Verse 36 down to verse 38. Yes, ma'am. I want Mark chapter 8. I want to look at verse 36 down to verse 38. See, remember, every verse, if you really want to, every verse, it got golden nuggets in it. And that's what the world gonna recognize. It is a ministry that is on the scene. They can go in the Bible and bring out the golden nuggets in every verse. But we're not going to do it. We're not going to do that because we'd be here. We won't get past that because I want to get back into that book called Adam and Eve. I want to get back to Adam and Eve. That's what I want to get back to. Let's see what it says in the book of Mark chapter
8, 36 to 38. The book of Mark chapter 8, verses 36 to 38. Verse 36. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own life? Verse 37. Of what shall a man give in exchange for his soul, for his life? Verse 38. Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and of my words, and his adulterers and sinful, amen. Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and of my word in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he comes in the greatness of his Father with the righteous ministering spirit.
Mm-hmm. So he said, now, if you be ashamed of me and my word, now mm-hmm. how many of you know that he even bring his word to the table? I don't see none to bring the word to the table. The word. They don't bring the word to the table. He says, that means you're ashamed of his word. He said, okay, I'll tell you what. When I do come, since you're ashamed of the word, applying the word, I'm going to be ashamed of you. See, if you apply the word, you wouldn't be in these predicaments you're in today. If you apply the word. The longer you apply what the world got to offer you, you'll run to what you run into today. You got to apply the word. So now, when Satan said what he said to him, he says in Matthew 4:7, he said, Yahuwah said unto him, it is written, again, thou shalt not tempt Yahuwah thy Yahuwah. That was written. Mother, go to the Matthew 21. Yes. Go to Matthew 21. Okay. And we'll look at verse 23, 24, and 27. Listen to this right here. See, when you show up anywhere, they already know, just like the WCC, saying that we're going to catch you in something. Hey, you're going to be waiting to catch me in something. Catch me in what? I'm not going to get out of my strength. As long as I stay in my strength, you always going to be on the sideline. Give me a precept on that, Brother Micaiah. Give me Adam and Eve 27, verse 3. Now, see that? You see that? Now, let's see what Adam and Eve 27, verse 3. Let me show you what we're talking about. 27, verse 3. The minister says, yeah, that sounds pretty good, Seer. But drop a precept on that. 27, verse 3. Let's see what it says in 27, verse 3. Let me show you something.
Going over to the book.
They ain't going to be hungry to come run on accounts and put no microphone in their face and ask them no questions. Because we know what's written in Adam and Eve, first book of Adam and Eve, verse 3. Hey, y'all online, what that say?
Book of Adam and Eve, chapter 27, verse number 3. Verse 3 reads, he then placed his throne near the mouth of the cave, because he could not enter into it by reason of their prayer. And he said,
stop right there. Stop right there. What you just say again, y'all? Say he can't come in with what?
And he could not enter into it by reason of their prayer.
You see that? Listen, you hear, that's the foundation. See, when you in the word of Yahuwah, Satan can't come in. The word of Yahuwah is gone. Satan can't enter in when you in his word. You give occasion for speech when you try to make somebody compromise on the scripture that's not there. You trying to reach their feelings on treating you right and all this. How you reaching somebody? Satan knows the minute that he treats you right. Did you know what's written? Let me show you what's written. The minute he treats you right, they know this. Tell me out, young lions, to go to 1 Thessalonians 5. The minute you get a fair shake, everything's all out of here. How you doing, neighbor? Everybody's skinning and grinning. Okay, let's see what the Bible says behind that. We're going to 1 Thessalonians. And let's see. Verse 3.
Okay, First Thessalonians.
First Thessalonians 5, verse 3, 4, and 5. Hold on there, young man. Be all ears for a minute and then when you kick off. Just give yourself a breath. Then, because I might have something to say in there, but we're laying something in here because we're trying to help these brothers that in the shape they're in, but we got to do it through the Bible. So now, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5.
All right.
Look what it says, 3, 4, young line. What it say?
The book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 3, 4, and 5. Verse 3 reads, "For when they shall say, peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. Verse 4, for you, brothers, are not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief. Verse 5, you are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness."
So what are they saying? How can we give you a fair shake? The minute we give you a fair shake, don't you know we know this, but we will never tell you what's written in Joel? If we all of a sudden now don't cut you short, do you know that Yahuwah got something in this book that they gonna slip? But look what it's written in this book. If the other nations do not cut you short, every opportunity they get, they don't do it. Do you know something written in this Bible in the book of Joel chapter 3? Let's see what we can read. Now see, remember, let's see what we can read. That's why you gotta apply the medicine that whatever they need, but they will be understand why all this going, why all this happened to me. All I done was just put in YHWH. That's all I did. And what came up, I got so excited, I posted until the kids jumping on the guy that the program that you post on, Bagel the billionaire, you don't say nothing to him. Remember, it was his platform that you posted what you posted, but he don't get no slack. And you want to know why he ain't getting no slack? Well, if he never has his whatever that called, Twitter or whatever it is, Instagram or whatever he got it, if Big Bagel, the billionaire, never had that, you could never got in that trouble. So what about him? He just passed, huh? You want to know why he just passed? What do you think? Why he get a pass? Why he get a pass? Now, let's go to Joel chapter 3. And let's find out something here online. Ready in verse 4. Read verse 4. Then we'll comment on verse 4 after we hear it read. Verse 4. Joel 3 verse 4. So when the love in come in, everybody skinning and grinning, getting happy, and all that. Look what Yahuwah told Joel to just lay in the book. The only one I'm going to bring out is the six anointed camps. 3 verse 4, what it say?
The book of Joel, chapter 3, verse number 4. Verse 4 reads, "Yes, and what have you to do with me, O Tyre and Zidon, and all the coast of Israel? Will you render me a recompense? And if you recompense me swiftly and speedily, will I return your recompense upon your own head?"
In this case, it's Palestine talking about the Arabs is there. See, the Arabs over in the land. See, the Palestinians, and the Arabs. That was going on right now. Esau and the Arabs, they fighting against each other right now. Both of them know they'll deliver a knockout blow on you. He says, the sons of Ham, the Arabs, he said, if any of you start trying to come clean, The minute you come on the part that you did, Yahweh go inside your head. And that go for every other nation too. So why are you study waiting on the nations to come clean on what they have did to you? And Yahweh said they got no choice. They got to remain and they follow you all the way. Because the minute they come clean, Yahweh can turn the recompense up on their own head. See, they know their part. They can't tell you that. If they can't use you, they don't use. They don't. If they can't use you, then you is not. And anytime you get out of line, you know what we talked about last night. What was that word I used last night? Some kind of. Oh, I forgot. Flip my mind now. Slave busters. Something like that. I forgot what I said. I missed somebody who helped me when I said it last night. And what that means, when you taint it, and you're not part of, see, no, without the money. But it shows the money don't mean anything. Because the young man say he had $11 billion. Richest black man ever lived. So, you know, ain't nobody going to get, nobody never going to get that high in money. But the higher he got, the more he ran to Satan the devil. Now look at him now. And then the basketball player wants to put in YHWH. We can put in YHWH. Well, do you know what's written when you put in YHWH? Listen, watch me say. Hold that point. Let's go to young line. Let's go to Acts chapter 1:4. Let me show you something. When you put in YHWH, you know, it's like a person fighting for their life behind that. YHWH is the triggering point for the end of everybody's rule and return of Yahweh the Son. So when you talk YHWH, let me show you what's written about behind that. We go on to Acts chapter 4, verse 1, 7, and 8, that young line. Let's talk about this for a minute. Let me show you something. See, the young man did not know what he was doing. You don't wander down that road and talk YHWH. Let me show you something. Acts chapter 4, verse 1, 7, and 8, and 12. Brother McConaughey, Acts chapter 4, verse 1. 7, 8, 12. Go ahead.
Book of Acts, chapter 4, verse 1, 7, 8, and verse number 12. Verse 1 reads, "And as they spake unto the people, the priests and the captains of the temple, and the Sadducees came upon them." Verse 7. "And when they had set them in the midst, they asked, by what power or by what name have you done this?" Verse 8. "Then Peter, filled with the righteous spirit, said unto them, You rulers of the people and elders of Israel." Verse 12. "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved."
Verse 16 through 18. Listen good. 16 on to verse 18.
The book of Acts, chapter 4, verses 16 down to verse 18. Verse 16 reads, "Saying, What shall we do to these men? For that indeed a noble miracle have been done by them is manifest to all them that dwell in Yadah, and we cannot deny it." Verse 17. "But that it spread no further among the people, let us straightly threaten them, that they speak henceforth to no man in this name." Verse 18. "And they called them and commanded them not to speak as all will teach in the name of Yahweh the Son.
Ain't that something? He is the man of sin. So you see what the young man did? They know one thing. See, as long as that the Lord God, Jesus, Allah, and Buddha, and they don't worry about us. They gave you all that. Boy, will you put in them four letters? YHWH. Now, he want to play with his old computer, you know, a millionaire, big pocket. He want to, what is this? YHWH. I went to Duke, all that. But I never learned about no YHWH. So what is this? YHWH. Boy, don't you know, it's just like you trying to push somebody head under the wall. When you say YHWH, you pronounce that name, I don't care. You go to any church, you say YHWH. It's just like you're taking a Uzi and pull off a newborn baby's head. That's how they look at it. That name Yahweh, you don't think, listen, this is what happened. And we got to deal on you because if that name is on the podium, then I don't care who you are. You can be crippled, anything. If somebody trying to, if you in the water and you trying to, and they holding you down, you going to give all the fight you can to get out from under that water.
Mm-hmm.
That's the same thing. Name Yahweh. YHWH? Shoots. He don't know that name right there. Matter of fact, that name right there, mother. Hey, mother, in Proverbs 18, can you help those see out in Proverbs 18, verse 10, pertain to that name? 18, verse 10. And young Lionel, I'll meet you over in Acts chapter 5. I got to get a precept in 27 and 28. What does it say there, mother, in Proverbs 18, verse 10?
Okay. Proverbs chapter 18, 10.
Yes, ma'am. What do 18, 10 say?
Proverbs chapter 18, verse 10. The name of the Yahweh is a strong tower. The righteousness runneth into it and is safe.
What? Read again there, mother. Let the 700,000
okay.
Hear that again. Let them hear again. Listen what
Proverbs
you said, mother.
Proverbs chapter 18,
yes,
chapter 18.
Yeah, hold on. Read that verse and let them hear it real good. When you mess around with this name, YHWH.
Okay.
And bring it on out, mother.
Proverbs chapter 18, verse 10. The name of the Yahweh is a strong tower. The righteousness runs unto it and is safe.
And then what? And then what? When you run to the name of Yahweh, you what, mother? What are you getting, mother? If you run, when you use a name and you run to that name, the righteous can run to that name and they are going to be what?
Faith. And it is. And it.
Ain't nobody saved. That's it, mother. You're late to knock out blow. So, when you run to that name, you say, so that means if you say it, that means somebody else is not going to be saved anymore. Say, see, once you use the name YHWH, you try it anywhere you go. Go to any big church it is and say YHWH Yahweh. Watch what happens to whoever hear you. As long as you Lord, God, Jesus, Jehovah, they act like it's a neighbor fly gap in here or something that's flying around. You get up in any place and say, YHWH, Yahweh. That would happen. We're going to Acts chapter 5, 27 and 28. Listen good here. Now listen good. Acts chapter 5, 27 and 28. What did it say there, young lion?
Book of Acts, chapter 5, verse number 27 and verse 28. The book of Acts, chapter 5, verse 27 reads, "And when they had bought them, they set them before the council. And the high priest asked them, 28, saying, did not we strictly command you that you should not teach in this name? And behold, you have filled Yada Judah with your teaching and intend to bring this man's blood upon us."
Yeah? Hear the man say? Did we strictly command you not to teach in that name? Don't you know when that activates everything, that name? Then we strictly don't, you can teach, but don't teach in the four levels. And that was going on today. So when that basketball player brought out them four letters, when that basketball player brought that them four letters, you know, everything started jumping.
Hallelujah.
All over the place, everything got to be jumping when you bring them four letters. You see, I'm trying to tell you, see, right? When you bring them four letters, everybody gets on edge, because that's the power. Power's in the name. Power's in the name. Them four letters.
I posted a documentary that contains on YHWH. I'm on YHWH. I posted a documentary that contains some false anti-Semitic statements, narratives, in language that were untrue and offensive to the Jewish race and religion. And I take full accountability and responsible for my actions. I am grateful to have a big platform to share knowledge, and I want to move forward by having an open dialogue to learn more and grow from this. To all my Jewish families and communities that are hurt and affected from my post, I am deeply sorry to have caused you pain, and I apologize. I initially reacted out of emotion of being justly labeled anti-Semitic instead of focusing on the healing process of my Jewish brothers and sisters that were hurt from the hateful remarks made in the documentary. I want to clarify any confusion on where I stand fighting against anti-Semitism by apologizing for posting a document without context and a factual explanation outlining the specific beliefs in the documentary I agree with and disagree with. I have no intentions to disrespect any Jewish cultural history regarding the Holocaust or perpetuate any hate. I am learning from the unfortunate event and hope we can find understanding between us all. I am no different than any other human being. I am a seeker of truth and knowledge, and I know who I am. Signed, Kyrie. I posted on YHWH.
What I like about Kyrie is Kyrie just sounded as a guy who's learned a basic truth about being a black man in America. That basic truth is that you can't spend too much time worrying about what other people think about you. Kyrie understands that you can't win a basketball game by expecting the opponent to cheer for you every time you score a point. Kyrie understands that if you're making real progress, if you're really radical, you're going to ruffle some feathers. You're going to make some people uncomfortable. You know, so Kyrie marches to the beat of his own drummer, and I like it, man. I really do. You know, so if you want to know the lowdown, Kyrie apparently tweeted something. They're asking him to apologize for a tweet. Now, give me a yes or no. How often do you see white people, particularly white people in the Jewish community, being forced to apologize because they shared an article or a video or a link that belonged to somebody who said something stupid? Seriously, I mean, when most of y'all tweet, many of y'all, give me a yes or no. When you tweet something, when you see something and you retweet it, do you go and check to make sure that every single piece of information in that material is authenticated properly and that it's not going to, you know, present any ideas that differentiate from your core beliefs? No, you don't. It's like, I'll retweet it. I don't care. You made a movie. I'll retweet it. You don't do that. You don't do that. So just the mere idea that this black man's being asked to, or they're trying to force him to apologize for a tweet is about the most hilarious shit I've ever heard in my life. It's funny. This really shows you the depth of their racism, because they will have you out here looking like a clown, looking like a punk, apologizing for nothing. Like, you know, they want the black man in America, I'm just going to tell you the truth, they want the black man to be like the kid who gets punched in the face by the bully and apologizes that his face got in the way of the bully's fist. I'm sorry, sir. I got your black eyes, you bleeding. I'm sorry for putting my face in front of your fist. My fault. I'm going to try to watch my face, make sure it don't get in the way. And so Kyrie understands something that most people don't get. He understands some basic concept called common sense. Common sense says that even if you don't think that what Kyrie tweeted was right, even if you don't like the documentary, common sense says that you shouldn't spend your life apologizing to people who should be apologizing to you. Kanye wants to talk 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 to you. I recall that during that time, and I don't mind sharing this because he actually asked me to share some of this with you, so I'm sharing it with his permission. I don't share private conversations like that, but I'm sharing it because I was really impressed, despite the fact that Ye is a unique individual. His line of thinking isn't something I always understand. I really like the fact that we aligned on some basic ideas I want to share with you. One thing I shared with him was I said, look, we're doing something called the All Black National Convention right now, where we are putting our community first. We're educating our people first. We want to take care of our children first. We want to build wealth in our community first. We want to elevate intelligence and life and success over failure, misery, and death. We're tired of rappers getting killed. We're tired of all this nonsense. And so what do you think about that? And Kanye actually said, I want to come out to the convention. So he was actually going to come to the convention. He couldn't make it. Something happened, but I was actually kind of happy he didn't come out because I didn't even know what was going to go down as far as security and all that. I don't want him to be in danger. But one of the things we also talked about is this, and this links back to Kyrie. You know, we have something in the Black Business School that we call the Black Core of Three. The Black Core of Three, in my view, is one of the things that if we implement this set of simple ideas in our families at a high level, we will be prepared for our natural adversaries that will emerge when they want to seek to control us. And the Black Core of Three is very basic. It says that black people should educate our own children, create our own jobs, and support black-owned businesses. And I said that to Ye, and he said, so why should we educate our own children? I said, because these public schools poison our kids, they fill their brains up with nonsense, and so they grow up and they become enemies to the black community, they don't even know it, or they become helpless, or they're incapable of fighting back, because they don't understand the truth. You know, the thing is that the reason Kyrie speaks the way he does is because he's been exposed to a special set of ideas that most black people don't understand. Even I don't understand them fully. I talked to one of my friends who happens to be in the Hebrew-Israelite community who has ideas that I think are worth listening to. You don't have to embrace them all, but I think they're worth listening to. And one of the fundamental beliefs they have is that that the whole identity of what it means to be Jewish was actually stolen from black people. I'm not going to debate it. I'm not going to try to make the argument. I'm not going to try to even describe it all to you because I know enough to know what I don't fully know. And I can tell you that that is a set of beliefs that Kyrie possesses, and that's why that term anti-Semitic becomes debatable, because there is a debate over who actually are the original Jews. That's a conversation a lot of people have. So Kyrie, by being exposed to certain people, remember, the Kyrie Irvings of the world are built. I guarantee you that if you look back in his background and you say, who influenced you? Who raised you? Who taught you? It wasn't some damn white lady from the suburbs teaching in the Chicago public school system. It was probably somebody in his life who said, you're a black man. You're black first. I'm going to expose you to some ideas that are going to probably cause some controversy. And that's what you're seeing. Kyrie broke the matrix. Kyrie is not part of the typical program. Right? So now, this does not mean everything Kyrie says is right. This does not mean you have to agree with everything Kyrie says. I'm not saying that at all. I'm not putting him out here like a messiah or any sort of, you know, just masterful, brilliant person who knows the answer to everything. That is simply not true. He is a human being that has a set of beliefs that belong to him, and it is his right to have those beliefs. me finish explaining what's going on with Kyrie, and I'm going to finish telling you what I was talking to Yay about in terms of the Black Core 3. So I said to Kanye, I said, look, we got to educate our own children, create our own jobs, and support Black businesses. Why is that important? Because if you educate your own kids and don't let the school system poison them, you get more soldiers that are ready to fight the battle. You don't have to fight the battle alone. Kyrie is not fighting this battle alone because there are millions of Black people who understand where he's coming from. They're supporting him. So it's not like he's out there by himself. You create your own jobs. Well, why? Well, because the first thing they do when they tell you to apologize, they want your ass to apologize for breathing. They want you to apologize for the fact that your mama didn't abort you before you were born. They want you apologizing just for the fact that you just want to be treated like everybody else. They want you to apologize for being intelligent. They want you to think about this. Pay attention now. You had a rapper, Takeoff from Migos, who just got murdered the other day. And ain't nobody apologizing for the fact that there are people who have spent billions of dollars, billions with a B, promoting death culture to the Black community. Death culture. They literally are promoting genocide. They're promoting genocide. They're promoting the Holocaust. And the Holocaust is happening all around you. They don't apologize for any of that. Have they apologized for it? Have they ever said, you know, we want to apologize to the Black community for the fact that we have engaged in extensive amounts of highly funded anti-Black behavior that has led to the death and the incarceration of millions of Black people and the drug addiction, and we're so sorry, we're going to pay $1 trillion in reparations for the damage that we've done to your community. Have they done that? Have they ever apologized? So, no, they haven't. They haven't. So this goes back to the basic idea. Rule number one, Kyrie has something everybody should have, which is common sense. You don't go apologizing to people who should be apologizing to you. Rule number two is, you shouldn't have to apologize for a tweet. This is deeper than just an apology. They're trying to make a point. They're trying to make an example out of him. They're like, look, we need to show that we got the beast under control, the big Black male beast. We got him under control, man. And guess what? It's a new day, man. It's a new day. You got a whole lot of people that are waking up. Ice Cube is doing a great job in that direction. I think over time you're going to see an even better manifestation of that. I don't know exactly who owns the big three. I don't know how profitable they are.
Well, we'll play a little bit more in another time. So what are we saying to you with this? Why, you know, it's a good thing that is, give me a quote there, young man. Give me a statement over to EZRA. And EZRA there, young man, what do we say that we can read? And EZRA, EZRA, let's see what we want. EZRA, what do I want in EZ? Chapter 4. I want a statement out of EZRA, verse 18. What does it say in verse 18?
The book of Ezra, EZRA, chapter 4, verse number 18. 18 reads, the letter which you sent unto us has been plainly read before me.
We got the point, but you want what we said earlier. You want answers. We give you answers. Page of the book. Let's go to Acts chapter 16. Your message is very well been taken. Now, only answers six anointed counts can give is what's written in the Bible. We not sending that no round table. We're not sitting around tables because it's that. We're going to show you what the Bible's saying on whatever subject matter it is, and we'll show you how to get in, get out, across the Bible. In Acts chapter 16, look what it says here that we can read. Acts 16, pick it up at verse number No, tell you what, make it verse 9. We're going to Acts 16, verse 9. What did it say that young line, 16, verse 9?
The book of Acts.
Chapter 16, verse number 9. Verse 9 reads, "And a vision appeared to Paul in the night. There stood a man of Macedonia and prayed him, saying, come over into Macedonia and help us."
Right, Macedonia. He said, now, come over to Macedonia and help us. Well, we can help. But remember when we started the broadcast? Anytime the Bible is not up front, you can't win that. The Bible has to be up front. We can help, but the Bible got to be up front. Now, Mother, you was holding me a verse, Mother. You was holding me a verse. Now I need that verse to hold me, Mother. Mother E.
That
you was calling the verse. You was holding me something, Mother. Yes, ma'am. Now I want that verse that you was holding for me. Now bring it out.
I don't know exactly which one it was, but Matthew 21:27.
Yes, that's what I want. Now bring that verse out. You have to build a stage to get back to that verse, Mother. Now I need that verse right there.
The book of Matthew, chapter 21, verse 27. And they answered Yahweh. And they answered Yahweh and said, we cannot tell. And he says unto them, neither tell I.
Now read. Hold on, Mother. Come on back to verse 26.
Okay. Verse 26 and 27. Matthew chapter 21, verse 26 to 27. Verse 26. But if we shall say, O man, we fear the people, for all hold John as a seal. Verse 27.
This audience don't have the learning to get there. We got to go back a little further. We got to give a little bit more. They not
okay,
will.
You want me to go back to 24?
Hold on, Mother. Let those sit in there. Don't lose its train of thought. So we know they not trained enough through the six anointed camps to just really take out the part they need. So we got to back up a little bit and see what for this national audience sake. We're going to back up a little bit and see to bring this in. Because see, same thing, what they do, see, they have no problem of throwing the microphones in your mouth. But we're trying to show you how you got to respond. And respond on you according to the Bible. Pick up at verse 21. Let's take a time, Mother, because I want to bring out something along the way to bring it. Read verse 21.
Okay. Book of Matthew, chapter 21, verse 21. Yahweh answered and said unto them, truly I say unto you, if you have faith and doubt not, you shall not only do this which you've done to the fig tree, but also if you shall say unto this mountain, be thus removed, and be thus cast into the sea, it shall be done.
Okay, hold that point. So he's saying, look, if you believe this, what you're doing right here, I don't care how wide the problem is, you understand the word of Yahweh, the word of Yahweh can see you through, but you got to believe that. That's what he's saying. So now, remember all the big digging territory, just like the WCC, Latter-day Saints, the Roman Catholic Church, they all listen. That same thing don't know. So Yahweh in the temple, he's telling those that's in the temple about how they got to have his word. All the big dignitaries is listening, like they're doing right now. Over 700,000 is listening on the international side. Here, we about to cut you off. Well, don't worry about that. So now, so you need answers, we give you answers. If you pay attention, we'll give you scripture answers. What's the next verse say?
Okay. Verse 22. And all things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive.
But you got to do what, mother? You got to believe it. See, you got to believe it, and you will receive it. You got to believe. You got to believe this. Okay, good. Now, you tell them what time it is. You ask in prayer, because we do a lot of prayer. We're the best people in the world. But we want to know, but we do you really believe your prayer? That's why you got to be able to catch them down or with an open mind to work with them then to bring them up. But they won't be in that circumstances if you have the word to apply to them from bringing them up. Verse 23.
Verse 23. And when he will come into the temple, the chief priests and the elders of the people came unto him as he was teaching and said, by what authority dost thou these things? And who gave thee this authority?
Come on, give me a little bit more. Who gave you this authority?
Verse 24. And Yahweh
hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, mother, hold on. Stick with that 24. Stick with that again. And tell you by what authority, what? By what authority, what?
Okay. Now, Bishop said, and who gave thee this authority? Okay. You said, by what authority?
That's all you got. Oh, hold on, hold on, man. Hold on. Young line, you got anything else behind that?
It said, by what authority? Okay, go ahead.
Hold on a minute, mother. Hold on a minute, mother. Young line, you got anything behind that? Right there, authority?
You say anything behind authority?
Well, you got anything behind authority?
I'm not saying.
In your Bible, well, that showed that you were definitely wasn't paying attention. So now, it says here, okay. Hear what it says. It says, I in likewise would tell you by what authority I do these things. But he said, they asked you a question. Why are you saying, who gave you authority to be up here doing this talking right here? Who gave you authority? He said, I'll tell you what, I'm going to ask you something. This is the game, young. Those that all in a microphone's all in your mouth, you got to turn a question on them. You just always can't be on the defense. You got to know how to be on the offense, but in a manageable way. He said, they asked him a question. Who gave you authority all this to be doing? I do these things. He says, I in likewise would tell you by what authority I do these things. Then he asked the question. See, then it's time for you to ask a question. See, this is the game changer. Now, you got to have a question on whatever subject matter it is. You got to ask the question. Now, we're not going to read the question he asked them, but whatever question they ask you, you got to know how to turn the question to ask them a question. Get down to verse 27.
Get down. down to 27.
27.
Okay. Matthew chapter 21, verse 27. And they answered Yahweh and said, "We cannot tell." And he said unto them, "Neither tell I you by what authority I do these things."
Yeah. So when they come and bring you a question, before you respond to their question, you got to have a question to ask them. If you answer my question, then I have no problem answering your question. And they say, well, we, because see, they don't like to get put on the spot. Well, we can't tell. Well, neither I can't tell, neither then. See, that's how you get out of it through the book. Because you will always be throwing microphones in your mouth. You got to know how to use the Bible, but you ain't going to learn it somewhere. You learn from the Six Anointed Camps or Voices of the True Israelite. Before I answer your question, you answer mine. If you tell me, then I'll tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm a, now, okay, what question do you want to ask me? Okay, this question I want to ask you. I want to ask you, you said that I offend the Jewish community. Now, I want to go and pull a handout and see what the definition of the word called Jew is. Brother Micaiah. Now, I want to read the definition of the word Jew. You ask me, I have offended the Jewish community, right? Okay, good. My question, you want to ask me a question? I'm going to ask you a question. If you answer me, I answer you. Now go on and start the document facts on the word called Jew, that young lion. Now let's see, what can we read historically facts about the word called Jew? What does it say we can read? Jew. Now I want to bring out historical facts about the word called Jew. As you said, I offended the Jewish community. Now I want to read the biblical definition, historical facts, and what dictionary you're getting ready to read out of it. I need to know the dictionary you're getting ready to read out, and I want to act like I'm surprised when you read it. Now, bring it out there, young man. What you getting ready to read on historical documents, facts, what dictionary you getting ready to read the word Q? Come on.
Okay, I'm
come on in, young man.
Yeah, let me get time to pull it out, sir. Hold on, give me one second.
Pull it up. You already got on your paperwork. Oh, well, I'll tell you what. Let me hold it up, then. See, I thought I was ready to click on find oil at that time. That's okay. We put that to the side. So we're saying you got to be prepared. So when these questions are asked to you, you know, then you have to say, I'll tell you what, I answer your question if you answer mine. So they say, okay, well, what is your question? My question is, if I offended the Jewish community, I want to know what is of the Jewish community. So you pull out your handout. And you look up the definition of the word Jew according to your handout. The book, the page, the everything that gives you the answer pertaining to the Jew. That's what I want. That's what I want. Now, if I got to put it on hold, I'll put it on hold to another time. But that's what we're trying to say. We got to be prepared. And this is how you can stop all the microphones in your mouth. By saying the same thing that Yahweh said. I answer your question, what authority, why did I do what I did? I would have no problem answering. But I'll tell you one thing, you answer my question first, and then I will answer you all night long. Yeah. Now you make them think, because everybody can be on the offense, but when you put them on the defense, that's the game changer. What said WCC? You know we're lying about that. Yeah, I know. You know we're lying about that. So young lion, I don't talk enough for you to be about your paperwork. I want to act like I'm surprised to hearing it. That you pull up your paperwork and you give me the dictionary, the page, and what do the word Jew means, so I can go in the scripture and tie it in. Is you ready to work with those here? You know what I'm saying? Come on. Is you ready to work with those here yet, Mel Lyon?
Oh, the page. 2 pages old.
Y'all lying. Are you ready to work with the overseer right now? We got plenty of time. Because right now, WCC said, we're going to hear this, and we're going to mute the elder. Well, the elder ain't got no comeback. We're going to mute him, because we want to hear this ourselves. So now, y'all lying. You got the handout. Are you ready to look on your darker document facts and get to see what he wants? I'm looking at it right now, but I'm not going to do it. I want one of the camps to do it. I'm surprised to hear it. You ready to work with those here online? Come on.
All right, I just got back, sir. And I'm running to grab a paper.
Huh?
Okay. And I got something from the Harper's Bible Dictionary. Looking at
Wait a minute now. Let me sit up again. I want you to look past the Harper Bible Dictionary. I want you to look at to tell me exactly what book you're getting ready to read to give us the definition of the word Jew. I want you to get past the Harper Bible Dictionary.
Okay.
Where
are
you going?
All right.
Where are you going to?
Okay. I have here. I have something here that's called the Smith Bible Dictionary.
You got what now?
The Smith Bible Dictionary.
I know it's still looking red, but you still ain't delivering the knockout blow for those here. And one thing about it. That's why we saying in them books, or them 12 books, we got to rehearse the righteous act. We never know which way it's going, and that's what we're doing. We're rehearsing the righteous act. Because once we prepare, then Yahuwah going to kick in. And my job is to get y'all prepared. So I want to hear something that I can really act like I don't look ready. The same handout that you received that tells us exactly what the word Jew means. And you got it. I went over with you and everything. Now I need you to deliver it. Now what I'm going to get? What I'm
we might have to come back to that one too, because I got so many of paperwork right now.
It's on the top of your paperwork. It's called an old red comprehensive analyst of the Bible, page 282.
Let me pull that one back up.
Comfort analyst of the Bible, page 282. It's right there on the top of your on your
right.
It starts
on the top of your, not on the top of mine. All right. I have it, page 282.
Yeah.
Order the comprehensive analyst of the Bible. Jews.
Yeah.
The word Jew is a corruption of the word Judah and it seems to have been applied first to the people of the tribe of Judah, and then to the Israelite race in general. It is first found in the Bible in 2 Kings.
Good. Now, read that again. Take your time and read that one more time. Now, so you see, let me say, I want to ask you a question. You said, I have offended the Jewish people, the Jewish community. Now, they'll say then, well, what question do you want to ask us? I'm going to ask you, where did you get that word Jew from? Where that word come from? What is that word applying to? They say, well, I can't. Well, then I can't tell you. But if you can tell me, then I'll tell you. Now, we're going to read where the word Jew came from. Now, we're going back again and read from the top there, young line. On page 282, full red analyst of the Bible, page 282. So everybody go on the computer and pull it up themselves. Everybody go right on the computer and put old red comprehensive analyst of the Bible, page 282. And what do we say that we can read on page 282?
Old Red, the comprehensive analyst of the Bible, page 282. Jew. The word Jew is a corruption of the word Judah, and seems to have been applied first to the people of the tribe of Judah, and then to the Israelite race in general. It is first found in the Bible in 2 Kings.
Good. Now, if they wrong, you can sue them. So if they wrong, which is your people that put that together, for your people to have that as like the Talmud, it was never for our ears anyway. It was for the ears of those that understand the truth. In time, we call ourselves a Jew. That's a corrupt word for Judah. We know that, but we use a propaganda to keep you on defense. See, the word Jew ain't nothing but a propaganda word that is a corrupt word for Judah. See? It's a corrupt word for Judah. Jew don't have no father. Then when you bring the word called Jewish, that's saying you like the Jew. See? Jewish is the I-S-H, meaning I'm like the Jew. So both of these words is corrupt. It's not a nationality. It's a corrupt word for Judah. Then you go in the Bible since you got the great platform, and now you educate. Now let's go educate. Exactly how you educate them, and then you bust them all in the middle of the street. They said in a old red comprehensive analyst of the Bible, page 282, he said, you go where I pulled this from in 2 Kings. So you go in the Bible in 2 Kings. Let's find out where is the first origin of the word Jew replacing Judah, which is corrupt. Now, look at WCC just said. See, we don't like to speak on a mute the young lion. He's not talking no more tonight. Well, mother D.F. Israel, you all out here alone there, mother D.F. Israel. That's what happens. See, that's what I'm trying to tell you. When you're able to do Bible, this is how it happens. See, this is when you make their hands shake. Until you got your hands shake, well, you can't sleep. You can make their hands shake by saying, okay, since I offended the Jewish race, where you get that from? Where does the Jewish come from? The word called the Jew. Okay, good. Where did Jew come from? It is a corrupt word for Judah. Oh, it's a corrupt word? You mean it's not a people? No. It is a corrupt word for Judah. You say it's written in the Bible? Yes. Well, mother, let's run to 2 Kings 16. We're gonna take our time, just you and I have to deal with this, so we'll get what we can in. Because see, that's how you shake the big dignitaries up, by asking them a question. And they won't be in no bigger hurry about putting no microphone in your mouth if you know what to say and do at a time appointed. And that's where you gotta rehearse the righteous act. Pay attention. Then you learn something, and they won't be in no hurry to put no microphone in your face. We're going to 2 Kings chapter 16, read verse 1. Second Kings chapter 16, verse 1.
In the 17th year of Pekah, the son of Remaliah, Ahaz, the son of Jonathan, king of Judah, began to reign.
The king of Judah
began to reign.
Oh. All right, the king of Judah. Okay, good, mother. The king of Judah. Let's see what happened. Now, read the way you see it now. Let's see what happened in verse 5 and 6. Let's talk about the king of Judah now. Let's see. We're going to verse 5 and 6. Remember,
verse 5.
The king of Judah. Verse 5.
Verse 5. 2 Kings chapter 16, verse 5. Then Rezin, king of Syria, and Pekah, son of Remaliah, king of Israel, came up to Jabesh Judah to walk, and they beheld Ahaz, but could not overcome him.
Verse 6.
At that time, Rezin, king of Syria, recovered Elisha to and drove the Jews from Eli.
Wait a minute, mother. And drove to who?
Drove the Jews from Eli.
Hold on, mother. They drove the Jews. What that word Jew replaced in verse 1? What did the word just replace in verse number 1? 16:1. What did the word Jew that become a corrupt word, what did the word Jew just replace in the Bible before your eyes? 16:1.
Okay, Judah.
Now read it.
16:1. 2 Kings.
Yes.
16:1. In the 17th year of Pekah, the son of Remaliah, Ahaz, the son of Jonathan, king of Judah, began to reign.
King of Judah. Now read again, verse number 6. Now let's watch what did the writer of the Bible. What did the writers of the Bible put the word Judah in verse 6? Let's see what they did with that word Judah that told a story about Judas, the fourth son of Israel. And you can place Judah to his father Israel. And you can trace Israel to his father Isaac, and you can trace Isaac to his father Abraham, and you can trace Abraham back to Arphaxad, and Arphaxad back to Shem. So that makes the people that you call African-American Negro, they are the true Shemitic peoples. So you cannot be anti-yourself by being a Semitic straight bloodline. And the Jew is corrupt for Judah. So how could you be anti-yourself? And you are Shemitic from the descendants of Shem, the Israelites. So you see, that's what we kind of tell you. You got to come learn first. This word Jew and the word Jewish, Jewish is like the Jew. But the Jew is corrupt for Judah, according to their own manuscript. I'm going to read again. This is Stark of Documents Facts. And you go on your computer and pull up for yourself. It says in the Old Red Comprehension Atlas of the Bible, page 282. Jews. The word Jew is a corruption of the word Judah. It is a corruption word. It is a replacement word. And long as you part with the replacement word, you will not have the blessing of Yahuwah, because he never gave you word Jew. Is nowhere in your bloodline lineage. Jew, Jewish is a corrupt word for Judah. Where you find it at? In the Old Red Comprehension Atlas of the Bible, page 282. And they said for more reference, you'll go back to 2 Kings 16, verse 1. The king of Judah. The king of Judah began to reign. Then in the same verse 6, they called the king of Judah and drove out the Jews. It's the first time this word Jew was put in your Bible, which is a corrupt word for Judah. So we, with the or Jewish is a corrupt word for Judah. How do we know that? Let's go to the book of Job 8, verse 8, mother. Let me show you how we know that. That's why we got to get on offense and get off of defense by understanding the scripture Bible. Job 8, verse 8 says what?
The book of Job. Chapter 8, verse 8 reads, "For inquire, I pray thee, of the former age, and prepare thyself to the search of thy heart."
When you read your Bible, every name must trace back to a father. So when you say Jew for a people, who is the father of the Jew or Jewish? It is a corrupt word for Judah. But here's the point about Judah. It talks about Judah in Jeremiah 14, verse 2, mother. What it says about Judah in 14, verse 2 of Jeremiah. See, this is how you turn the tables. I know a word. I'm going to ask you something. How if I'm offending the Jew or the Jewish race, and it's no such thing as a Jew or Jewish race, that is a corrupt word for Judah. But by the way, when I read Jeremiah 14, verse 2, it gives me a description of what Judah looked like, what it says.
The book of Jeremiah, chapter 14, verse 2. Judah mourned, and the gates thereof languished. They are black unto the ground, and the cry of thy Judah is gone up.
Judah mourning. Judah's in mourning. They ain't happy. They mourning. They got a cry to Yahuwah. They crying to Yahuwah. Come down here and save me. Do something for me. Judah is black to the ground. Now, the ones that saying you anti, they're not black to the ground. They pink and red.
Mm-hmm.
And red. Judah is black to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to 11, chapter 5. Let's get a second witness. Judah repairs Jeremiah. We're going to repair Jeremiah and look at 11, chapter 5. We're talking about Judah. See, listen. you those that get yourself caught up and you ask the Sonic Camp to help you, we will help you. But you got to help yourself, too. And how you help yourself is following behind forces of a true Israelite, six anointed camps. We'll get you there. But we'll show you how to stand before the microphone, then say, well, I'll ask you a question. Where did the word Jew or Jewish come from? Now, you got them. Now, if y'all answer me, then I answer you. What is this? Where have I offended the Jew or Jewish people, community? Where did that word come from? 2 Kings 16:1-6 said it's a corrupt word for Judah. You know what the word corrupt means? What you getting ready to read, Mother?
2 Kings, Lamentations 5:5.
No, not 5:5. Well, hold on there, Mo. Hold on. Let those seer get in there. I don't want 5:5. Let me see if I find Lamentation real quick. See, Mother, we trying to help a mother, but we can't help them unless they grab this Bible. When we can help you, you got to see eye to eye according to the Bible. So now, and we're going to read that statement too. The only way we can help you, Mother, I want Lamentation 5, but I want verse number 10. Matter of fact, read me 11, then read me 10. I want Lamentation chapter 5, verse 11, then give me verse 10. That's what I want, Mother.
Lamentation chapter 5, verse 11. They ravished the women in Jabbok Judah and the maids in the city of Judah. Okay, verse 10. Our skin was black, like an oven, because of the terrible famine.
Wait a minute. What color is Judah's skin there, Mother? According to verse 10, what color is Judah's skin?
Black, like an oven.
So you see that, Mother? Now, the one that put all these microphones in the mouth, they don't know it. How could they be Judah? You got to be black like an oven. You're not black like you. You red and pink. You red and pink. And call yourself white. See, it don't add up. So this is what we're trying to tell you, big dignitaries. Listen. You ain't got to apologize. Ask them a question. How is I'm offending the Jew or the Jewish community, and how can I be anti myself? I am Shemitic, and I fit all the Bible. You don't fit the Bible. If I take Deuteronomy 28:25-48, I'm gonna ask you something now. Where do you have that this happened to you? Let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 28:25-48 and 49. Write it down, Moses.
49.
Help Mother E write it back in verses down. Because see, it's time for us to take our rightful place. How we take our rightful place is through the Bible. And Deuteronomy 28:25, give me 48 and 49. 25, 48, 49. Write it down, Mother Z. And let Mother E read. Come on, Mother.
Deuteronomy 28:25-48 and 49. Verse 25 reads, Yahweh shall cause thee to be smitten before thine enemy. Thus shall go out one way against them, and flee seven ways before them, and shall be removed into all the kingdoms of the earth. Verses 48. Verse 48. Therefore shall thou serve thy enemy, which the Yahweh shall send against thee, in hunger, and in thirst, and in nakedness, and in want of all things. And he shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck until he have destroyed thee. Verse 49. The Yahweh shall bring a nation against thee from far, from the ends of the earth, as swiftly as the eagle flies, a nation whose tongue thou shalt not understand.
And what tongue was that? English. Latin. That produced English. We didn't understand the Latin tongue or the English tongue. We understand now one of them tongues. But what people is he talking about this will happen to? This didn't happen to nobody, Judah, Benjamin, and Levi. This ain't never happened to no Jew or Jewish. See, everybody hide behind names, but the Bible says plainly in the book of Obadiah, it says something, mother, in the book of Obadiah. It's the book of Obadiah. See, the Bible says in verse number 5 and 6, 1, 5, and 6. Let's see what we can read there, mother, in the book of Obadiah. Verse 1. 5 and 6.
Okay.
That's right, Mother Z. If Mother Z, turn them pages.
It's that thing.
See, one thing about it. What you got to do is be able to turn the pages. That's right, what you got to do. See, all the answers is in Yahweh's book. Red past Amos is Obadiah. Let's get down to verse 5 and 6. Obadiah chapter 1, verse 1, 5, and 6. What does it say there, Molly?
Obadiah chapter 1, verse 1, 5, and 6. Obadiah chapter 1, verse 1. The vision of Obadiah. Thus said the Yahweh, concerning Edom, we have heard a rumor from the Yahweh, and an ambassador is sent among the nations. Arise you, and let us rise up against her in battle. Verse 5. If these come to thee, if robbers by night, how are thou cut off? Would they not have stolen if they had enough? If the grape gatherers come to thee, would they not leave from grapes? Verse 6. How are the things of Esau searched out? How are his hidden things found up?
How they found out? The voices of the true Israelite. How is Esau and his hidden things sought out? How did they sought out? The six anointed camps of voices of the true Israelite. We know that the gig is up. You've been a liar since the foundation of the world. And the gig is up. You use propaganda to keep people on the defense, and it's time for you to get on some defense. You answer some of these questions. Esau is red. chamber kings of Israel is black, many shades of brown. Your conversation don't add up with the Bible. That's why nobody has the Bible. So we're going to bring the Bible and show you how to bring the Bible to the front. Let's go to Jeremiah 49 verse 10, mother. Let's get a second witness on it. See, it's time now for some offense, and all the ministry that can give you offense and give you what you need is Voices of a True Israelite. We don't ask you something. No such thing as no Jew or Jewish as a race. It's not a race. It is a corruption of a belief. Everybody must give a father's name, a biblical father's name. Jews don't have a biblical father's name, and Jewish don't have a biblical father's name. So if you do not have a biblical father's name, you cannot use it with the Bible open. 49 verse 10 says what?
Look at Jeremiah chapter 49 verse 10. But I have made Esau bare. I have uncovered his secret place, and he shall not be able to hide himself. His seed is far, and his brethren and his neighbors, and he is not.
Hear that, mother? He can't hide himself no more, mother. You see what Jeremiah saying? Seed is far. What do you mean? See, they say their seed is far, like it don't exist no more. No. No. You have penetrated in everybody's race and taken over their name, Esau. But then you say Esau don't exist no more. I beg the difference. Let's read Ecclesiastes chapter 1, 9 through 11. I beg the difference if you bring the Bible. What you mean Esau don't exist no more? Then you try to tell me you right or is the Bible right? What do the Bible say in Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 9 through 11, mother? You take your time, mother, because like I said again, you know, the box care have been lit and the curtain have went up, and they won't, and the only one going to be able to ask his cousin this boy to his life. That's why I keep telling, fixing on the camp. You got to get into this Bible. You got to get into your black book. You must rehearse the righteous act among yourselves. Stop asking so many questions. Put a question on them. Where you get this word called Jew and Jewish from? Who is this? What's their father's name? Now you got them to come up with a question and answer. They got no question, no answer to it. I don't know. Well, then I don't know neither. So if you don't know, you ain't going to answer me, I ain't going to answer you. See? That's how you throw it back on. Now let me read something out of historical document facts. See, that's why, you know, we got this, how you prepare yourself is with the word of Yahweh. Now here, I'm in the Red Metallica Junior book. Page 48F. This is on page 48F. On a Red Metallica Junior book. Page 48F. You got it? All your computer with you. Put up on your... This is what it says. It is there incorrect to speak of a Latin race or a Semitic race, because it's Semitic. Not Semitic means the languages. Semitic means the people. We're going to look. The word Latin Semitic refers to a language. That's right. See, Semitic is a language. It's a language of Shem. Semitic is a language of Shem. Now, I'm quoting from the Red Botanical Junior, page 48. Semitic is the language of sin. It is also incorrect to speak of a Jewish race. Jewish refers to a religion. You see that? Where are you reading that from? Volume 10, Red Botanical, page 48. It is speak of a Jewish race. Jewish refers to a religion. Now, if the Red Botanical Junior, volume 10, is wrong, then you sue them. Because we're quoting this. We quote this from Red Botanical Junior Book, Encyclopedia, on page 48. It is incorrect to speak of a Jewish race.
Yeah.
Jew is referred to a religion. Religion. It got nothing to do with no nationality. So how are you apologizing to a Jewish community or a Jew community, and the word Jew and Jewish refer to a religion? Where did you get that from? Volume 10, Red Botanical Junior, page 48F. It is also incorrect to speak of a Jewish race. Incorrect. Jewish refers to a religion. So how are you going to apologize to a religion? You see, you can't apologize to a religion. See, that's like, it, or like we call it, Islam. Islam is a religion. Christianity. Religion. It's like telling you to apologize to Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to apologize to Christianity and as a religion? When they tell you, you got to apologize to the Jewish community, it's just like telling you, you got to apologize to Christianity, Judaism, or Islam. That don't make no sense. That means you got to apologize to a religion. Nothing factual about that. So you got to get behind a system on the camp that we can teach you something to activate the return of Yahweh the Son by you using the name of the four letters. See, you got it? I'm going to pause it there and bring Mother Z in and let Mother Z address this national audience over 700,000 plus.
Mm-hmm.
Mother Z, tribe of
Yahweh,
Judah,
Yahweh
be
your seed, royal. Yahweh bless and keep you, seed, Israel, a royal seed. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Well, you know we don't warm them up real good. So now you might as well go ahead on and close the coffin on them. We don't warm them up real good. So you might as well go and put the final touches on it. Take your time and address the national order over 700,000 plus. Come on.
I was going to read in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, starting reading at verse 45. Moreover, all these curses shall come upon you and shall pursue you and overtake you till thus be destroyed, because you hearken not unto the voice of the Yahweh, that your Yahweh, to keep his Torah instructions and his statutes which he command you. Verse 46. And they shall be upon you for a sign and for a wonder and upon thy seed forever. Verse 47. because thus, because you serve not the Yahweh, their Yahweh, with joyfulness and with gladness of mind, for the abundance of all things. Verse 48. Therefore shall you serve their enemy, which the Yahweh shall send against you in hunger and in thirst and in nakedness and in want of all things. And he shall put a yoke of iron upon your neck until he has destroyed you. Verse 49. The Yahweh shall bring a nation against you from afar, from the end of the earth, as swiftly as the eagle flies, a nation whose tongue thus shall not understand. Verse 50. A nation of furious continent which shall not regard the person of the old, nor show favor to the young. And then I was going to go and read in 2 Chronicles chapter 36, starting reading at verse 17 down to 23. 2 Chronicles. Second Chronicles chapter 36. Start reading at verse 15, really. Second Chronicles chapter 36, verse 15. And the Yahweh of their fathers sent to them by his messenger, raising up B-time and sending, no S, because he compared his compassion on his people and on his dwelling place. Verse 16. But they marked the messenger of the Yahweh and despise his words and muster his seals until the wrath of the Yahweh arose against his people till they were no remedy. Verse 17. Therefore he brought upon them the king of the Chaldeans, who slayed the young men with the sword in the temple of the sanctuary, and had no compassion upon young men or maidens, old men, or him that stooped from age. He gave them all unto his hand. Verse 18, and all the vessels of the house of Yahweh, great and small, and the treasure of the temple of the Yahweh, and the treasure of the king and of his princes, all these his he brought to Babylon, and they burnt the temple of Yahweh and broke down the walls of Yada Judah and burnt all the places thereof with fire and destroyed all the good vessels.
All the goodly vessels
thereof. Verse 20. And they and them that had escaped from the sword carried him away. Carried he away to Babylon with where they were servants to him and his sons until they range of the kingdom of Persian, verse 21, to fulfill the words of the Yahweh by the mouth of Jeremiah until the land had enjoyed her Sabbath for as long as she lay desolate, she kept Sabbath to fulfill 70 years. Verse 21. Now in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, that the words of the Yahweh spoken by the mouth of Jeremiah might be accomplished, the Yahweh stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia, that he made a throughout all the kingdom and put it also in writing, saying, verse 23, thus said Cyrus, king of Persia, all the kingdom of the earth has the Yahweh of heaven give me, and he has charged me to build him a temple in Yahda Judah, which is in Yahda Judah, who is there among you of all his people, the Yahweh, the Yahweh be with him and let him go up. Hallelujah.
All right, there, Mosey. That's all right. See, one thing about it, like we keep saying, all what we need is his word. And he makes it plain. Hey, mother, see, he makes it plain in Zechariah 4, verse 6, how it's going to happen, mother. Hey, mother, he makes it plain in the book called Zechariah 4, verse 6. Can you have those see out? How plain this is, 4 verse 6. What is it saying, 4 verse 6?
4 verse 6. Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Yahweh unto Zerubbabel, said, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, said the Yahweh of hosts.
So this thing is going to happen, Mother Z, by his word. It will not be by might. It's not going to be high somebody jumping wrong. Everybody's going to get in order through this word. Guess what's going to happen? Not by might, not by strength, the one that can open his Bible and bring out the living word. St. John 6:63 is the precept. St. John 6:63 is the precept, Mother. Let's precept that. Everybody gonna fall in line through this word. St. John 6:60. What is he saying, Mother, that we can read?
St. John chapter 6, verse 63. St. John chapter
Thank you, Mother.
6, verse 63. It is the spirit that quickens. The flesh profits nothing. The word that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life.
The words. That's how they're going down, Mother E and Mother Z. They're going down through the Bible's words that's written in the Bible. Big old case in point. Let's go to Hosea chapter 13, verse 9 and 10. Hosea 13, verse 9 and
10.
Case in point. Hosea chapter 13, verse 9 and 10.
Okay. Hosea chapter 15, 13. Yeah. Hosea chapter 13, verse 9 and 10. And, come on, Hosea. Hosea chapter 13, verse 9 and verse 10. Hosea chapter 13, verse 9. O Israel, thou hast destroyed thyself, but in me is thy help. Verse 10. I will be your king, where is any other that may save thee in all thy cities, and your judges of whom thus said, give me a king and friend.
Mm-hmm. That's good. He said, oh, Israel, you have destroyed yourself, Israel. Mm-hmm. He said, I will be your king. Now, who is this talking in Hosea's days? We'll precept our Bible and see who this king saying, hey, Israel, I will be your king. So Israel, do not look for nobody to be your king but the one talking Hosea 9 and 10. Now we're going to precept that, Mother, in St. John chapter 1 and find out who is this king that said, hey, Israel, the Israelites, I will be your king. St. John 1:49, what it say?
St. John 1, verse 49. Okay, St. John. St. John 1. Come on, baby. St. John chapter 1, verse 49 reads, Nathanael answered and said unto him, Rabbi, thou art the son of Yahweh, thou art the king of Israel.
So there go your king of Israel. So your king of Israel is Yahweh the son. Now let's go to Micah chapter 5, 1 and 2. We're going to Micah chapter 5, 1 and 2. And then we're going to see how they Jake on a slip a corrupt word on all that we just got through him. Now the king of Israel, is Yahweh the son. He said, I'll be your king in 13 of Hosea 9 and 10. St. John 1:49, he said, Nathaniel found him. He said, hey, you are the king of Israel. See? Now keep them words in mind. King of Israel. King of Israel. King of Israel. Now we go on to Michael 5:1-2. What does it say?
Book of Micah, chapter 5, verse 1 and verse 2. Micah, chapter 5, verse 1. Now gather yourselves in truth, O daughter of truth. He has laid siege against us. They shall smite the judges of Israel with a rod upon the cheek. Verse 2. But thus Bethlehem, Ephratah, thou be lowest among thousands of Yahweh Judah. Yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me, that is to be ruler in Israel, whose going forth have been from of old, from everlasting.
Now, Mother Z, listen real good. Now we find out that your king is coming out of the tribe of Judah, and he's going to rule over all Israel. The king is from the tribe of Judah. He came out through the bloodline of Judah. He'll be the king of Israel. Now watch what they do, Mother. Right before our eyes, read the way you see it, and I'm going to give you the pleasure to bust it in the middle of the street. I'm going to give you the pleasure doing it. This is how simple it is. Now, we just read, I'll be your king, Israel. I'll be your king, Israel. I'm coming out of the tribe of Judah, Israel. Now, watch what they do, and watch what word they put there. In Matthew 2, verse 1. Now, this is how they do it, Mother. But we is the camp that can bust them right in the middle of the street. What word they got there for Israel and Judah that is a corrupt word for your king in Matthew 2, verse 1?
Matthew chapter 2, verse 1. Matthew chapter 2, verse 1. Now when Yahweh was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the day of Herod, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, Yahweh Judah, saying, where is he that is born king of the Jews? Well, we...
King of the who? Wait a minute. King of the Jews.
Yeah.
Excellent, Mother. You see what that word Jew in Jewish is? That is a corrupt word for Judah. Set that for your eyes. Where is he to be king of the Jews? He's not no king of the Jews. That's a corrupt word for Judah. Is that right, Mother?
Right. Polluted for Judah.
You see that, Mother? Yeah. Now read that in 262 of EZRA. Read that exactly what you say. It's a corrupt word. EZRA, the book of Ezra, chapter 2, verse 62. Now, you see how easy it is. So how you apologizing to something that's corrupt? The word Jew and Jewish is a corrupt word for Judah. Judah is black to the ground. Judah is an Israelite. The Israelite is from the sinners of Shem, dark-skinned peoples. Now, a pale race going to tell you anti yourself. You're supposed to laugh in their face. That's the biggest joke. That's the biggest hypocrisy you ever want. It's no such thing as no Jew or Jewish race. It's a corrupt word for Judah. Judah black to the ground. And his grandfather is Shem. So you cannot be anti-yourself. Ezra chapter 2, verse 62 says what? Now, this is what you're supposed to do when you find out something that's corrupt, like the word Jew and Jewish. This is what you're supposed to do. According to Ezra 2, 62. Read it, mother.
The book of Ezra, chapter 2, verse 62. These thought their register among those that were reckoned by genealogy, but they were not found. Therefore were they as polluted, put from the priesthood.
So the word Jew and Jewish, corrupt or Judah, is what kind of word, mother, again? What kind of word is it?
Polluted.
Polluted.
Wait a minute.
Polluted. So how is you apologizing to something that's polluted? You see that, mother? That's why we got to know what this word is saying. We got to know how to help them according to the Bible. The only way we're going to help them is show them what the Bible says. Not by strength, not by might. All we got to do is give them the medicine they need from the pages of the Bible. That's it, Mo. So, Mo, we're going to stop it right there, and you can take your time and you give us your closing statement. Remember, Friday night, Friday start on the internet at 7:30. Stars on the internet at 7:30. So mm-hmm. Mother's going to give up closing, and we catch you tomorrow back on the internet at 7:30. But the class starts when the sun sets on Friday. But on the internet, we'll come on at 7:30. Mother E, Mother Z, Mother E, what's your closing thing behind that? Great message. The box there hell been lit. The curtain hell went up. It's our job to do one thing. Just keep it moving and just say as y'all walk.
Okay, I'm ready. First, I thank and praise Yahweh for this class. And thank and praise Yahweh for the teacher, the seer. And I just thank and praise Yahweh that he able me to be in the class. And I'm going to read a couple of verses in Psalms 119. Blessed are, verse 1, blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walketh in the law of the Yahweh. Verse 2, blessed are they that keep his testimony and that seek him with the whole mind. Verse 3, they also do no sin, iniquity. They walk in his ways. Verse 4, thus has commanded us to keep their precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were direct to keep thy statutes. Verse 6, then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all thy commandments, all your commandments. Verse 7, I will praise thee with uprightness of mine when I shall have learned thy righteous judgment. Verse 8, I will keep thy statutes, what forsake me not utterly. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
To the elders, to the teachers, the young lions, and the mothers. One thing about it, we here for one thing, to help you understand the Bible and breaking it down through the precepts to get a better understanding. The word Jew, Jewish, is corrupt, it's polluted, but Judah is black to the ground. Mm-hmm. You cannot be anti-Semitic by being from the tribe of Judah, the one you call African-American and Negro and color. They are Semitic peoples. You can't be against yourself. That is corrupt again. That is propaganda. Ask them a question. Who are you to ask me anything? Who are you? Okay. Who are you?
WH, I posted a documentary that contains on YHWH, on YHWH, on YHWH, on YHWH, on YHWH, on YHWH, I posted a documentary that contains some false anti-Semitic statements, narratives, and language that were untrue and offensive to the Jewish race and religion, and I take full accountability and responsible for my actions. I am grateful to have a big platform to share knowledge, and I want to move forward by having an open dialogue to learn more and grow from this. To all my Jewish families and communities that are hurt and affected from my post, I am deeply sorry to have caused you pain, and I apologize. I initially reacted out of emotion of being justly labeled anti-Semitic instead of focusing on the healing process of my Jewish brothers and sisters that were hurt from the hateful remarks made in the documentary. I want to clarify any confusion on where I stand fighting against anti-Semitism by apologizing for posting a document without context and a factual explanation outlining the specific beliefs in the documentary I agreed with and disagreed with. I have no intentions to disrespect any Jewish cultural history regarding the Holocaust or perpetuate any hate. I am learning from the unfortunate event and hope we can find understanding between us all. I am no different than any other human being. I am a seeker of truth and knowledge, and I know who I am. Signed, Kyrie. I posted on YHWH.
What I like about Kyrie is Kyrie just thought of as a guy who's learned a basic truth about being a black man in America. That basic truth is that you can't spend too much time worrying about what other people think about you. Kyrie understands that you can't win a basketball game by expecting the opponent to cheer for you every time you score a point. Kyrie understands that if you're making real progress, if you're really radical, you're going to ruffle some feathers. You're going to make some people.